Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Laura Simon, been a warm summer-like weekend so far. We're certainly waking up to much warmer temperatures than we did this time yesterday morning. Let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with the first look at our forecast. Jamie.
Yeah, yesterday in the 30s and 40s. This morning we're in the 60s.
Yeah, wow.
Nice and mild out there.
Feels great.
Yeah. Yesterday afternoon we hit 82.
Okay.
So today our forecast is going to jump right past that, which makes sense because we have that much warmer start than yesterday at this time. So let's go ahead and check out that current temp of 64 degrees, south-southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. That breeze yesterday, it wasn't too bad. It actually kind of helped because if you were sitting out there in the sun, it got pretty warm. So the breeze was nice, kind of gave us some of that airflow. View from space, not a lot happening here overhead. Still seeing southwesterly winds today. Those temperatures climbing well up through the 60s, 70s, and in some cases through the 80s. I think some of us will hit about 90 degrees, and if we don't hit 90 exactly, we're going to be very close, threatening the record high of today, 92 set in 2006. So into today, a very fast warm up by 11 a.m., already to about 80 degrees by the lunch hour into the 80s, and then maxing out right around or just shy of 90. So very summer-like, dry, sunny, a bit of a breeze out there again, but we are tracking some storm chances for the work week. Monday, a chance, lower chance, but then on Tuesday, that severe weather threat is still looking like we have that possibility. We'll take a look at that coming up.
Okay, Jamie, we know you'll be tracking it. Our top story this morning, a man is dead after a shooting in North St. Louis. St. Louis City Police say a 35-year-old man was found shot multiple times inside a car on North Sarah Street near Page. That's in the Vandeventer neighborhood. Investigators making this shocking discovery just before 2 yesterday afternoon. The man ended up dying at the hospital. Homicide detectives are investigating. A man is fighting for his life after being shot in the back in the Peabody Darst Webby neighborhood, which is between Lafayette Square and LaSalle Park. This happened just before 8:30 last night on Shoto Avenue off Castle Lane. He was last listed in critical condition. You are urged to call Crime Stoppers at 1-866-371-TIPS if you have any info on either of these shootings. The St. Louis County Police Department has issued a silver alert for a missing man who is schizophrenic and hearing impaired. 63-year-old Elvis Alexander has been missing since 11 last night. He was last seen near Redfield Court in North St. Louis County. He is described to be around 5'7 in height. He weighs about 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a black UPS Nike hat, a black jacket, jeans, and black and gray shoes. If you have any information on where Alexander may be, you are asked to either call 911 or the St. Louis County Police Department. There at the number on the bottom of your screen. It is 636-529-8210. Classic car owners taking advantage of the nice weather as they met at an iconic spot along St. Charles Rock Road. The Lone Car Club and Just a Street Rod Club put this car show together at the Chuckenberger Drive-In Restaurant. The parking lot was filled with cars dating back from the 1930s to some more recent models. The vice president of the Lone Car Club brought his 1939 stock Chevrolet.
4 years. And I just took time and put it back together. It's got the original motor, everything in it. You know, some people don't drive their cars in the rain or snow, and a beautiful day gets more people and attracts more people. You get spectators, everything.
It's just fun to get out, see these other cars. Sometimes you only see them one time.
Organizers say they hope to have monthly car shows just like this one until October or so. Some people spent the day indoors enjoying the new Rawlings Experience attraction out at Westport Plaza. It gives people who love baseball a glimpse into the company's 137-year history in St. Louis. Items on display include the gold gloves worn by Hall of Famers, batting cages, and a retail store. Happening today, Great Rivers Greenway is celebrating the completion of the Chain of Rocks Park. It's a 16-acre public park on the Missouri side of the old Chain of Rocks Bridge on the Mississippi Greenway, also known as the Riverfront Trail. This free community event will include live music, food trucks, and activities for people of all ages. The celebration's happening from 2 to 4 this afternoon out at the Chain of Rocks Park. It's located on 10840 Riverview Drive, but you'll actually have to park at the North Riverfront Park, which is about a mile south of the Chain of Rocks Park. There will be a free round-trip shuttle to the opening celebration. You can also walk or bike 1 mile north on the Mississippi Greenway all the way to the Chain of Rocks Park there. And a great day for it. I saw so many people out walking and biking yesterday, eating ice cream. It was a good day for it. It felt like summer.
It really did. It was gorgeous, but it wasn't too warm. We didn't have the humidity of summer either.
Right.
It's really nice. I know.
Can't beat this weather. I did crack my door open and a few flies got in. So I'm like, oh, it is that time of year where the bugs are back out.
Oh my gosh. I had a massive wasp in my house the other day. Today, beautiful. Again, even warmer though than yesterday. So some people, if you're outside doing yard work, yeah, it's going to get kind of hot and sweaty out there. We have temperatures forecast near 90. So also another big event, the City SC game today, this afternoon, 3:45, and it will be a toasty one for that. 89 degrees at 4 p.m. So right around when that game starts, or that match starts, sorry, not a huge, I don't know a lot about soccer, 6 p.m. down to 84, so still very warm this evening. Innsbruck Resort, looking out at Aspen Lake, we have clear skies overhead, looks like we have some ripples there on the lake, a bit of a breeze this morning, view from space, not much going on in the way of cloud cover. We had a few clouds roll through overnight, as we were expecting. We were expecting a partly cloudy night, and so we did have a few clouds, but for the most part right now, it looks like we will start the day off with plenty of that sunshine across the region. A beautiful view from PwC Pennant Building, looking out at Ballpark Village and that sunrise, which will be happening soon, I believe. And there is just lots of light coming up over the horizon. 64 south-southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Pressure this hour is falling. 57 for Scott Air Force Base, 63 for Herman Moscow Mills, 58 at Alton, and 55 in St. Charles. So temperatures climbing fast. So by the lunch hour, already into the upper 70s and 80s. And then for this afternoon, the upper 80s to about 90. I will not be surprised if some of us hit 90 degrees, although I did put the forecast, I chickened out. I did put it right at 89. But in the full sunshine, it will probably feel like it is in the 90s. Then we'll have a few clouds overnight tonight into tomorrow. Tomorrow, more clouds around through the day and a gradual increase in that cloud cover. But it will be another mild start. So at the bus stop tomorrow morning, a warm start and another warm afternoon, where we change things up. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, probably late afternoon, here we are at 9 p.m., we could see a few isolated showers or storms, or widely scattered showers and storms develop, and those look to really last through the evening hours. Not everyone sees rainfall. The severe threat is lower tomorrow, but I would not be completely surprised if we see a storm or two produce some quarter-size hail. Hail would be the main concern, though, with any of those stronger storms tomorrow. Looks like by about midnight, they've lifted north of the region, and then we could have a few lingering showers overnight, and then it should be a dry start to your day on Tuesday. So Monday through the day, through most of the day, dry, but late afternoon, probably closer to the evening hours, maybe for the evening commute, but it might not be till after the evening commute, we could see a few isolated showers or storms. Strong storms, though, on Tuesday. Thursday, a chance of showers, maybe could have some rumbles of thunder. So here is that severe threat for Tuesday, level 2 of 5 for St. Louis. Once you get to central and northern Missouri into south central Iowa, we see that level 3 of 5. Now, of course, this is still subject to change. We're still a few days out, and sometimes those details really aren't fine-tuned until we're closer to the event. All modes of severe weather are looking like a possibility, though, with the system that comes through on Tuesday. So for today, 89 degrees, plenty of that sunshine. The record set in 2006, 92 was that record. Tonight, 60 with mostly clear skies. Your extended forecast there. Late day storms, probably more so evening, and then a Tuesday, we had that chance of strong storms, probably Tuesday afternoon and into Tuesday night. Wednesday, a little bit cooler, a break in the activity. Thursday, showers and storms return. And then look what happens after that secondary storm system moves through. Then temperatures really do take a hit. Highs next weekend look to be in the low 60s. Laura?